USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Doctors have been providing an update on President Trump's treatment for coronavirus. They clarified a few statements that were confusing. The president's doctors initially said the symptoms were mild, but we know now that the president had a high fever on Friday, and twice his oxygen levels temporarily dropped. In addition to the antiviral drug remdesivir, his doctors have put him on a steroid, which is usually used in critically ill patients who have some type of lung damage. Doctors at the White House now admit they administered oxygen to him before he left for the hospital. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think this can be a unifying moment for our country. We all pray for the president and his family. We all know that we have to do more to prevent this, to crush this virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb has now provided an update on a coronavirus vaccine on CBS's Face the Nation.
The expectation is that this vaccine is going to be partially protective, a lot like the flu vaccine, where for certain people it will provide full immunity, but for other people it's not going to provide as much protection. Maybe it will lessen the severity of COVID if they contract the infection, but it's not going to provide what we call sterile immunity, which means you're not going to be able to get infected with COVID.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a Supreme Court nomination hearing will go as scheduled in 1 week, despite a number of Republicans testing positive for the coronavirus. Senator Amy Klobuchar on Fox.
We've got the fact that now three senators have it, two are on the Judiciary Committee. It's very possible we're going to have more senators, more staff. So I don't know why you would ram through the Supreme Court hearing, put people in danger because it would be within that 2 week period while you have shut down the whole Senate. I just think it's wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Wildfires throughout the state of California have exceeded 4 million acres burned this year. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, or CAL FIRE, said there have been at least 8,200 wildfires that have burned well over 4 million acres. The acreage burned is more than two times the previous record set in 2018 when wildfires burned 1.5 million acres in the state. 2 months remain in the 2020 fire season. At least 31 people have died, and more than 8,454 structures have been destroyed as a result of the fires. Big fires this year include the August Complex, the largest blaze in the state's history at almost 1 million acres, as well as the SCU Lightning Complex, NLU Lightning Complex, and the North Complex and Creek Fire, ranking 4th, 5th, and 6th all-time. The Zog Fire in Shasta County has burned 56,000 acres and is at 68% containment. Four people have died in that fire, while the Glass Fire in Napa and Sonoma County has burned 63,000 acres and is 17% contained. Red flag conditions designated over the weekend have subsided, but CAL FIRE is warning that warm temperatures and low humidity will continue to challenge effort for the 16,000 firefighters that are trying to contain the blazes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.